Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching comes from a recent seminar that Andrew did in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. This classic teaching on spirit, soul, and body is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Did you know that the Bible doesn't tell you to pray for people to be healed? Many of you are thinking, oh, yeah, it does. No. It mentions in James chapter 5, if anybody's sick, let him call the elders of the church and have them anoint him with oil and pray over him, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. It talks about praying for people. I pray for people. I'm not saying it's wrong to pray for people. But the command in Scripture says, go heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. There's a difference between healing the sick and praying for the sick. The way that the church does it today is they come and they say, oh God, we have no power. We are nothing. We are worms. We are just sinners saved by grace. Oh, would you stretch forth your hand? Would you heal? We ask you to just send your power, and we pray prayers like that. That's a safe prayer. Because all the responsibility is on God. And if the person just gets miraculously healed, you say, thank you, Father. And if nothing happens, they say, well, God works in mysterious ways. We don't know why God does what He does. No, the Bible told you to go heal the sick. It says, into whatever city you enter into, heal the sick that are therein. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. Freely you've received, freely give. He told you to heal the sick. That's implying that you must have the power. And it's not your power, but it's God's power. In the third chapter of the book of Acts, you find where Peter and John were going into the temple to pray. And they saw a beggar there, and he asked an alms of them. And they said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And they reached down and grabbed him by the hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he went walking and leaping and praising God. They didn't pray for him. They never prayed a prayer. They never asked God to heal him. They said, such as I have. Did you know that that attitude will get you kicked out of nearly any spirit-filled church in the world today? I have been thrown off of television and radio stations. I've been banned. I've been kicked out of churches. I've been told that I'm the devil because I teach people that you have the resurrection power on the inside. And you don't need to go beg God as if He's done nothing. You need to believe that He's given you this power and you can command. You can release the power of God. I've had many people get mad and upset over that. That's not what most people believe. Most people are saying, oh God, would you please heal me? That's a prayer of unbelief. God says, 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes we were healed. It's already done. If God's already done it, why are you asking God to do what He's already done? It's because you don't believe that He's done it. It's because of unbelief. And why don't we believe? Well, because I don't feel anything. And the doctor says, all you're doing is talking about what's going on in the natural realm. But in the spiritual realm, God has given you raising from the dead power, and you release it by the words you say, believing in words, and knowing that when you say something, you do not doubt in your heart, but you believe that what you say is going to come to pass. And you have to direct those words at the thing that's the problem, not to God. I had a woman come one time who had multiple diseases, and she had constant pain for 7 years. The doctors told her 3 years before she came to me that she would be dead within a year. And she had survived, but she was struggling. And they said that on a scale of 1 to 10, her pain was a constant 11. And she had medication, and she had magnets strapped to her body, and then a blanket with magnets sewn into it wrapped around her body, and somehow this magnetic field affected her pain. And that's the only way that she had been able to survive. She was totally invalid, could barely do anything. She came in and I sat down, and she was hurting so bad she couldn't move or anything. She was sitting on a couch, and I sat on a table that was in front of the couch and started talking to her. And she believed God had put this sickness on her, which is not what the Bible says, so I countered that. She believed that God would heal her when it was His will. I said, it's already His will. It's not up to God. He's already done it. I just started countering all of her doctrines. And after about 45 minutes of countering things, I said, I'm going to pray for you and all that pain is going to leave your body. So I prayed for her and I said, how do you feel? And she sat there for a minute and then she moved around. Then she stood up and took her blanket off and she moved around and she says, no pain. First time in 7 years that she had been without pain. And she was totally free of pain. And she says, but I've got a burning in my back right here at the waist. Why do I have a burning? And I said, you didn't tell me you had a burning. I didn't talk to burning. I said, watch this. And so I spoke again and I said, burning, I command you to go. And it left. And then you know what I did? I spent about 20 minutes teaching her the exact scriptures I've been teaching you that you have to say unto this mountain. I said, Satan will try and steal your healing from me. But if you have another pain or another burning, it doesn't mean that you weren't healed. It's just the devil knocking on the door, trying to get in, and it depends how you respond. If you say, oh no, I wasn't healed, then you just open the door and let that sickness back in. Seven times worse. But if you respond by saying, no, if I was healed, I am healed, pain in the name of Jesus, leave. If you will speak to it, it'll just go right on. So I spent 20 minutes explaining this to her. She was getting ready to leave and she walked to the door, put her hand on the door, and the moment she did, she looked back and she says, the burning is back. And I said, well, I've been teaching you what to do. So I said, I'm going to let you pray and I'll agree with you. And so I joined hands with her. And you've got to remember that 45 minutes before, this woman was a Presbyterian. And she didn't believe that miracles happened. She didn't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. She didn't believe in hardly anything. So for being a Presbyterian 45 minutes before, she prayed a pretty good prayer. This is nearly word for word what she said. She says, Father, I thank you that it is your will for me to be healed, that by the stripes of Jesus I was healed. And if I was healed, I am healed. I thank you that I am healed in the name of Jesus. I claim my healing and confess it in Jesus' name. That's not a good prayer. Some of you are thinking, what's wrong with that? Those are all good things to say, but that's not what the Bible says to do. And so I said, so do you still feel burning? And she said, yes, why do I still feel this burning? I said, you didn't do what the Bible told you to do. And she says, what do you mean? I said, you talked to God and you said great things. They were all nice things to say, but you didn't take your authority and speak to the burning. And she says, you mean I'm supposed to say burning in the name of Jesus and talk to it? And I said, that's exactly what the Bible says to do. And she says, I'll do it. And so we joined hands again and she said, burning in the name of Jesus. And that's as far as she got. And she says, it's gone. And that's now been 7 years. And that woman has had a couple of times that something had tried to happen and she just spoke to it and it's gone. And she's still doing good 7 years later. That's exactly what the Bible tells you to do. Instead of saying, oh God, my back heals. I'm asking you to heal. I claim my healing. In the name of Jesus, I'm healed. Those are all good things to say, but that's not what the Scripture tells you to do. Jesus is telling you how to release your faith. You got to believe that words are powerful. You've got to believe that the words you speak are powerful, and that's not going to happen quickly. You're going to have to convince yourself by starting to condemn every negative lying word. And if you do that, you aren't going to be able to watch much on television. You aren't going to be able to listen to some of the music that you've been listening to. It's going to take some effort. So you're going to have to believe in words, and then you're going to have to start using those words to speak to your problem. And see, this is how you do this. God put within you the Spirit of Christ. You have His power, His anointing. Everything is already in you. You don't need God to come and touch you. You've already been touched. You've already got the power of God. But how do you get it out? You quit begging God to do what His Word says that He's already done. And you start thanking Him that He's given you this power. You start acknowledging what you have and praising Him and thanking Him. Father, thank You that I am not the powerless. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Thank You that cancer is inferior to the power that's on the inside of me. Thank You that no pain can dwell in my body. And you just start acknowledging and thanking Him for what you already have. And then you take your authority and say, I've got the power of death and life in my tongue. Cancer, I curse you in the name of Jesus. I command you to die. Notice in Mark chapter 11, verse 14, where it says that Jesus spoke to the fig tree, that verse starts by saying, and Jesus answered the fig tree and said. That means He not only talked to something that wasn't a human, He talked to a tree, but He answered it. That means the tree had been talking to Him. That tree had professed that I've got figs, but it didn't. It had spoken to Him. Anything that talks to you, talk to it. If your checkbook talks to you and says, well, the Word doesn't work. You gave and you're broke. If you get that thought looking at your checkbook, talk to it. Talk to your checkbook and say, checkbook, you're a lie. God's Word is true. You are blessed. And start blessing that checkbook and speak to it.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the subject of spirit, soul, and body. This teaching series was recorded at a special Holland GTS in Amsterdam. It's available in a 3-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM231 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep gospel truth on this station Monday through Friday.
I want to thank those of you who are partners with us and helping us to get the gospel truth out. You know, we now reach over 60 million homes in the U.S. and 160 million homes outside of the U.S. And I tell you, I'm excited. People's lives are being changed. But there's much more to do. And those of you who have benefited from this program and yet have never become a regular partner with us, I'd like to ask you to pray about doing so. There are millions and millions of people that we need to reach with this gospel truth, and we can't do it without you. So I ask you to pray about it, and then as God directs you, become a regular partner with Andrew Womack Ministries.